following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. With spring, it's time to freshen up your home and get ready for summer and get rid of all those old smells with a brand new Woodwick candle. Get in and check out all the fragrances like Beachfront Cottage, Bergamot, and Basil. Clean Rain, Cool Linen, and countless others all on sale right now. Mention Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 1999 Madison Avenue, online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to purchase smoking-related items. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. This one out is episode number 170. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for choosing to waste some of your time by listening to this. I appreciate you. Actually, I know because time, I've mentioned in the past, is it's a commodity that we all only have such a limited bit of, and you spending it here for a brief moment or two says a lot. So thank you so very much for doing that. If you're no matter where it is that you're downloading this from or how you're ever listening, please share it with some of your friends and family, and or not, whatever you'd like to do. If you get it from iTunes, if you would please in the comment section there, or the whatever they call that, recommend. I don't know what they call that deal where you can vote on it. Vote on it. If you don't like it, give me no stars or one or nothing. If you like it, give me all of them. It's fine. It is fine. It is fine. It is fine. This time out. Well, first of all, we have some music coming up here in just a little while from a Memphis act called Her Majesty's Buzz. They will be part of the program here in just a little while. A great song that'll be happening. And this is, you as a consumer of this show have a way to write into the program. You could do so by email radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. Radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. I haven't mentioned it a lot. I get some emails from time to time. A lot of them are people saying, hey, thanks for the show, that kind of stuff. We appreciate what you're doing. Some of them are a little not as friendly. It happens. Maybe, you know, somebody who didn't like the way I attacked a certain thing. And I don't really read them that often on the show. But this one I am, because it sets up beautifully the topic of which this episode is about. This comes to us all the way from the West Coast of the United States, specifically Northern California, San Francisco, California. Carly writes, hey, Rick, thanks for the show from Radioland. I've been a longtime listener and fan of your work throughout the years. I am amused when you talk about how the TV and radio business is suffering at the hands of incompetence and no one seems to care about it. However, Carly says, I am a bit taken aback how you haven't said anything all in caps, anything about what appears to be the impending end of iHeartMedia. I know you spent some time with them in the past. Why haven't you said anything about this now? Carly from San Francisco. Thank you, Carly, for writing in. I did want to do something about this, and I will do something about it. This is the episode where that happens. Those of you who have been longtime fans of this show, longtime listeners of this show, are fully aware that I have spent some time at, well, what is now known as iHeartMedia, what was then known as Clear Channel Communications, or as we that work there referred to it colloquially as the Evil Empire. When they changed their name, when Bob Pittman, the CEO, took over and turned it into iHeartMedia, the running gag amongst us that were expats of it for one reason or another had said you could put lipstick on a pig, but it's still evil. It has been. And these are clueless people that run this business. They really are. Okay. As a brief synopsis here, let me see if I can get this down. And for those of you that are late to this program or this series of shows, you may not be fully aware of what all has transpired. I spent 14 years with Clear Channel. I left there. I was asked to leave. I was told to leave. I was told to walk the plank in 2011 when Clear Channel, this is after Clear Channel had been acquired by a company called Bain Capital. Nobody knew who I was until I put on the mask. Not that Bain, B-A-I-N, Mitt Romney Bain. Bain Capital bought Clear Channel Communications from the Mays brothers. Randy and Michael Mays, I think, is who they were. I know Randy's one. Anyway, they bought it from them for $28 billion. That's with a B. $28 billion. It's a shitload of money. And they acquired a bunch of radio stations out of this whole thing. And then they got their outdoor, the billboards. That was all part of it, too. Clear Channel Outdoor, which is, well, I'll get to why, what happened to them. But this is all a point of synopsis. $28 billion. About 2 months, maybe less, after the sale was approved, monies changed hands. The United States of America entered a pretty substantial recession. It was fast. It happened on the heels of the real estate crisis. It happened as a result of horrible things that were taking place amongst investors. All right, having said that, the money started to dry up really fast. Income was starting to be a problem. The internet was really starting to affect how radio was being consumed, how music was being consumed, how people like me were being consumed. Podcasting was still in its infancy, but it was starting to catch on in other places. There weren't professionals that so much that were doing it, but it was still a thing. As such, in 2011, when I was sent out the door, it was all part of a series of what they called RIFs, R-I-F, Reduction in Force. And they fired a ton of people, and they made some really bad decisions. This is what happens when bean counters become people of decision-making capabilities that don't know what they're doing. And hence, the current situation as it stands now. MarketWatch is a site that I use on occasion when talking about such matters. They watch the markets. They watch all the things that are happening out there. iHeartMedia Incorporated, according to a MarketWatch story dated May 4th, said there is, from iHeartMedia, which, by the way, their stock was plus 0.00%, said there is, quote, substantial doubt as to our ability to continue as a going concern for a period of 12 months, unquote. And this comes as it struggles to refinance or extend maturities on some of its borrowings and waits to see if creditors will participate in proposed exchange offers. The move has been expected because iHeart is hurting. They are hurting real bad. They had released their first quarter report for 2017, and it didn't look really all that promising. Their direct quote is this. Management anticipates that our financial statements to be issued for the 3 months ended March 31st, 2017, will include disclosure indicating there will be substantial doubt as to our ability to continue as a going concern for a period of 12 months following the date of the first quarter 2017 financial statements are issued. That's what they said in its filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. Well, they got some problems. And what are these problems? Well, the loans that were taking place to finance the purchase of Clear Channel at that time, $28 billion, there was no income to satisfy those payments. As of today, some nearly 8 years, 9 years after that purchase was made, they still haven't made any payments on their loans. They're hurting. Well, I take that back. There is a substantial payment that was made to the tune of $4 billion, okay? This is out of the 28 that they owe. They sold off Clear Channel Outdoor, which is all the billboards and stuff, to Lamar and I think a couple of other companies. They may have held on to some of the boards, but most of them were sold off. And they got $4 billion for that, which takes the number down to $24 billion. Well, here's the problem, kids. iHeartMedia has until the end of May of 2017, the end of this month, depending on when you're listening to this, they've got to come up with about $700 million, give or take a few, to make an interest payment or to something to that effect. If they don't make this payment, that's it. They're done. They are out. There are those who watch these things very carefully. Economists, people that are way smarter than I am, have said the following. Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing is inevitable. 868 radio stations are in there, are hanging in the balance here. Now, what is Chapter 11? Well, I did a little research on it. Chapter 11, of course, is inside the bankruptcy code. And in general, what it basically means is that if a business is unable to service its debt or pay its creditors, the business or its creditors can file with a federal bankruptcy court for protection under either Chapter 7 or Chapter 11. Now, in Chapter 7, the business ceases operations, a trustee sells all of its assets, and then distributes the proceeds to its creditors. Any residual amount is returned to the owners of the company. Chapter 11, in most instances, the debtor remains in control of its business operations as a debtor in possession and is subject to the oversight and jurisdiction of the court. What this basically means here as well, because there's a lot about it, it's a reorganizational tactic with the caveat that if they are unable to reorganize successfully, liquidation is the only course of resolve, which means the shareholders are going to be wiped out. Anybody who's got any money invested in this thing are going to lose it all because you're not making anything out of it. They've spent your money, as it were. So then what? Well, this is the interesting thing here because a couple of things are of note. Just recently, why they did this, I don't know. They signed a $73 million contract with Ryan Seacrest. I guess they think Ryan's going to strap on. He's going to strap on the cape and be the big superhero and save this company from its own demise because they think, I guess, people, his target audience, which is in that 18 to 34 demo, are clamoring to listen to what Ryan Seacrest has to say. But they're forgetting the fact that that demographic, the 18 to 34, are not listening to FM radio.
Well, what about the app? What about the iHeartRadio app?
They're not really listening to it that much either because it's the same drivel. It's this corporate-run garbage. And it's not paying off for them. But I guess they're hedging their bet and they're going to invest $73 million and keep in Seacrest around, I guess in hopes that it's going to turn their revenues around. Well, here's the issue here with part of this is that in the first quarter of 2017, they lost nearly 73% hit in their income. It's down 73%. I don't see the Seacrest effect happening there. Advertisers are scared to death. They've been screwed over by companies like this. And you have to remember, back when I worked for Clear Channel at the time, we could all sort of see this coming down the road. And there was one of the guys that worked there at the time, a general manager. You've heard me talk about him before, Timothy P. Davies. Tim Davies, he told me, because I said, aren't you worried about this kind of thing? I mean, the internet is really starting to affect FM radio. It's, it'll be fine. No, you got to understand something, Rick. You see, Clear Channel is really too big to fail. Yeah, okay, fast forward about 7 years, and now look where we're at, and 8 years, and now this is happening. This is a reality. What happens beyond this is really sort of up in the wind. There's a few things that will probably come to pass, I would suggest. If I were to, somehow predict it, I've been a fairly good accurate eyeball for this sort of thing, but I think what will happen, They'll go into the reorganizational thing. They'll find that the money's not there, and they'll go almost immediately into liquidation, which means everything goes away. Now, I have heard, I have no real solid evidence of this, but I've heard from, how we should say, unnamed sources that are fairly reliable, that the business model for Clear Channel, or iHeart, whatever you want to call it, the evil empire, was that all of the markets would form their own corporations. Therefore, when it came time to file bankruptcy, they would do it on a market-by-market basis. I don't think they're going to be able to get away with that, quite frankly. But that was one of the theories that I'd heard. Therefore, they start with the lowest markets, and then they work their way up until the money is there to survive in other markets, right? I don't think that that's going to be an issue. What I do believe is going to happen is iHeartMedia as a whole is going to wind up shutting down. Now, you're talking about liquidizing assets. What are those assets? Well, you got computers, equipment, you've got boards, microphones, cabling, you've got desks, chairs, some cases the buildings that they're in, transmitters, maybe a few antenna. What do you got? Selling them off, let's just sell off these radio stations. You got 868 of them. Let's sell them. Well, apparently they've been trying to sell them for quite some time and nobody wants to buy them because they're a liability. Who wants to buy a radio station? At one point, while working for the evil empire, the station that I was with was worth a substantial amount of jack. I mean, it was worth, I'd heard some numbers thrown around, nearly, you know, right at about $200 million. Makes sense. It was back in the day. It was a powerful 100,000-watt FM station. It had a large audience, and it was solid. It sold well. People dug it. Had good content. Now you couldn't sell it for maybe $10 million or $10, really. They're trying to offload these stations, and nobody really wants to get involved with it. So what the hell happened? What are they going to do? Well, the secondary market for equipment's going to be flooded with all sorts of fun stuff, which is good for guys like me. I can finally get some of this gear I've been looking to get, and it'll be on the cheap. Is this what they'll have to pay? They'll have to sell all this off to pay whatever debts are there, and then whatever's left is just written off, and all the other debtors there, or the creditors, are going to be, they're going to be like, well, we took a bath in that deal, a very expensive one, mind you, but they did. So the frequencies would get sold back to the Federal Communications Commission for whatever it is that they do with, or they sell them off to telephone companies. Telecoms will snatch them up to expand the cell phone market and run it as straight data. Signs of the times, my friends. And what's worse is that iHeartMedia is the largest terrestrial radio station company in the United States. And when the big one begins to go down, so will the little ones. This is going to be a ripple effect. This will be a big deal. Granted, some of these stations may get snatched up by some smaller operations, some people with a lot of money and very little sense. They'll hang on, probably for a little while, until they realize that there's nothing left to hang on to. And that's really kind of the unfortunate end of it. So really, it goes back, it begs the question, what the hell happened? Well, as I mentioned earlier, it became a company that was run by people that had no understanding of how the radio industry would operate. It was run by accountants and lawyers, not entertainment people. So think of it like this. Think of it as a pyramid, right? At the very bottom of the pyramid, the widest part, the widest part of the pyramid would be your grunts, your radio grunts, your talent, your engineers, the people that would do all the menial day-to-day operations to keep things going. And then above that, you would have some sales. And then above that, you'd have middle management. Up at the very top, you'd have your upper management, which is the smallest part of the whole thing. Now, take this whole idea that I've just described for you, this pyramid thing, right, and turn it upside down. Well, it becomes unstable at this point because all of the money at this point was not being made by the grunts. It was made by the people in the smallest part of it. And as they began to let the content creators go, the quality of their product began to wane, and now everything is falling apart, and it's going to fall over. And it is falling over. It's a wreck. In 2008, 2009, I made the comment to a friend of mine several times, and I have witnesses to this. I said, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Clear Channel will not do anything to fix their problems. What they will do is they will rape the industry for everything that it is possibly worth, and then they will leave its rotted, dead corpse on the side of the road and walk away with their golden parachutes in hand. In this particular case, their current income, their current money in the bank, according to this piece here, is just over $300 million, less than half of what they owe by the end of the month. Now, if they refuse to pay that, then they can walk away with all of it. They can take that $300 million, whack it up with the guys up at the very top of the company, and say, F y'all, and see you later. One truly sad part about this is that there's a lot of good people that are still working in the industry that are going to get effed. They're just going to wind up getting the big bone. And a good number of them are people that are trying to hang on until their retirement kicks in. This may not happen. There's going to be a lot of good people out because the industry is, of course, has been shifting. We've been watching this for a long time. And some of these, like rats off a sinking ship, are going over to other companies thinking that they're going to, you know, they're going to bolster up that one. And now what used to be the second largest is now going to be the largest. But they won't be able to sustain that kind of level of intensity as well. Corporate people have zero business dictating how content and product is created. Oh my God, I'd seen it 1,000 times. Oh, Rick, I don't really appreciate you getting into those types of topics on your show because, it just seems like, shut the fuck up. Why don't you come in here and do it? Oh, I can't do that. I'm a salesman. I don't come into your office and tell you how to sell it, so don't come into my office and tell me how to do it. Because if it weren't for guys like us in the creative end, you'd have nothing to sell. And, of course, their argument is, well, if we had nothing to sell, you know, if we weren't selling anything, then you wouldn't be getting paid. It's like this chicken before the egg thing. Stop it. The creativity is what drives sales, not the other way around. But they don't seem to understand that. So as such, and what will happen, the whole thing is going to go away. And it'll be the blood on the hands of Bob Pittman. Bob Pittman is the current CEO. He's the head knocker of all of iHeartMedia. What they did when they acquired it and when they moved their offices, I think, to New York City, they had decided that it would be really cool to take this building that they had, and they dumped in millions of dollars into how the reception area looked when you walked in. Laser shows, fog machines, all this shit that, you know, this is important. We got to set the tone for what people are experiencing when they come to our offices. They spent all this money on that. Why? You can't sell advertisement because you have no content. You keep playing the same 30 songs over and over, and you let all the good comedian people out. Or the people that knew what they were talking about, they let them out because they were costing you money. It's exactly what that was. And on top of that, they never adapted to what the internet was becoming to offer the consumer, which was a choice. And that's just it, a choice. They didn't get that opportunity. The public never had the opportunity for choices before, but by God, now that they have, it's a veritable smorgasbord. It's a buffet. I can get whatever I want now. I don't have to listen to iHeart, Clear Channel, Intercom, whatever the hell. I don't have to listen to all that stuff. Well, you can't listen to it in the car, bro. Yeah, you can. Smart radios are becoming a thing inside of cars. It's only a matter of time before it's all gone. I talk to people a lot that talk about this show. Some of the emails that I get from this show, Radioland at PirateRadioStudios.com, they tell me that they consume this show often while they're driving, which is kind of groovy, you know? They listen to podcasts now. They don't listen to, you know, the stuff that they're cramming down people's throat because people have a choice. Clear Channel never embraced that. So they took away the identities of all of the radio stations that they had. They lumped everything onto this one stupid app. And people got left in the dirt. Somebody in my Facebook feed not too terribly long ago put a post up that says, God, how I love iHeartRadio, the app. And I wrote back and I copied that article. One of the articles that showed up in MarketWatch and several other places about it. About how they say they're not going to stay in business by the end of 2017.
It's not going to be a going concern.
And of course, this guy who wrote that thing about how he professed his love for this app. He's like, well, of course, every time I go to like something, it gets ruined. Open up your eyes, people. There's more than one way to get the things that you want. And it's going to cost them. It's going to cost them everything. It's going to cost them dearly. And quite frankly, it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of bastards.
You can now learn guitar in a structured manner online and do it at your pace. From absolute beginners to advanced players, the New York City Guitar School can get you on the right path on guitar proficiency for less than $30 a month. Look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com and get started today. And right now, there's even a free course called Guitar Hacks for Beginners you can take to see if this course is even right for you. Look at their ad at radio-memphis.com right now and get started.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Well, I didn't. So I just slid off of there, and then I began to lean on it. And then she said, no leaning. And then I smarted off. And I said, where's the sign that says these things? Oh, she got hot. Woo, Lord have mercy. I think had there not been a crowd around there, she would have pulled that pistol and she'd have shot me dead. Oh, my God. Because she's appearing. She looks. Okay, let's look at it this way. I look at her as some sort of a questionable individual in a position of authority. As a moron. Now, she's looking at me basically the same way with the, who the hell does this guy think he is? He's really stupid. He doesn't do what he's told to do.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Okay, maybe, perhaps. Okay, I get it. Nicer bunch of bastards may not have been the correct way to put it, because I did mention that there are several people. I still have friends that work for them. And I know they are standing around with their hands on their hips going, well, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? What's going to happen? The road's getting narrower. I think I'm going to have to get out and go get into the insurance sales business. I don't know what. I don't have those answers. But we shall see. But I'll tell you one of the things that you won't get there, aside from this show, one of the things you will not get through iHeart is this song I'm about to play for you. Oh, isn't that slick? there's a segue. These guys here from Memphis, they've been around a while. They're still working. They're still putting out some stuff from time to time. They're not as busy as they used to be. That's okay. All the guys in the band are involved in some other projects too. But this is one of my favorite songs from these guys. I love them to death. This the band is called Her Majesty's Buzz, and these guys are really, really cool. It's kind of a Midtown Memphis sound to them. It's really fun. It's really cool. Dig the song. Here it is. It's called Clipped Wings. Here from Radioland.
Thank you.
Clipped Wings is the name of the song from Radioland, the band Her Majesty's Buzz. Look them up in social media. Buy their records. Add them to your collection of sounds. They're very talented. There's all sorts of really cool stuff that's happening. In fact, one of the guys in the band used to be in the radio. Well, he used to be in terrestrial. He's now in satellite. But nevertheless, I think he's still with them. At any rate, go support their stuff. It's good music there. So there you have it. That's it. That's pretty much it. That's all I got. Right? Boy, howdy, that went fast for me. Because there was a lot there. There's a lot to consider as we move along in our lives of consuming media and we just all sort of drift from one cloud to the next. Oh, this is lovely. This is great. We leave what's behind us and we don't think of it ever again. And that's exactly what we're happening. But me bringing this out to you so you understand what is happening, it does affect you because, you know, as the title of this show it implies, some mistakes were made. And what used to be really cool, what used to be, you know, really strong and powerful is now, sadly, one big hairy joke. It's unfortunate, isn't it? So corporate can suck it as far as I'm concerned. And I think a lot of you feel the same way. So on that, I'm done. I got to get out of here. Got places to go. Things to do. Stuff to get upset about. I'm in a good mood. It's not because of this. Oh, hey, before I go. There's a pretty good chance that I may do part of one of these shows, one of these episodes from Radioland via Facebook Live. Might invite you to come in and do that. So find me on Facebook, become a friend of mine if you would please, and I'll let that way you'll know when I do it because I will promote it there. And if that happens, you'll be able to sit in and enjoy. You won't be able to interact with me. You can say, you can type shit all you want to. I just probably won't. I don't know. I might. We may devote part of the show to that whole thing. So that's coming up. You'll be able to watch a taping of this show, at least the first part of it, not the music part, but the first part of it through Facebook Live. And if that's something you want to get into, find me on Facebook and follow me there. And we can go from there. How about that? Right? Ain't that right? Yeah. So in the meantime, I'm done. I'm out of here. We'll see you next time. In the meantime, take care of yourselves and take care of one another. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other. All right? We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.